Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, friends. Thanks very much for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me, voice and everything. And I am grateful. Seriously, I'm very grateful to my employers. My immediate boss is Tim Wenger, and my super, super boss is Vice President, General Manager Tim Holley. And they've just been tremendous through this whole thing, as they were several years ago with that other situation. But basically, if you're just joining us, if my voice does not sound like its usual ebullient self, it's because I'm trying to conserve it. And I just want to let you guys know, and this is, it's not, look, this is not woe is me. I don't want sympathy. I don't want hugs and prayers. What I do want is for each and every one of you to buy Bowerly merchandise by going to Bowerly on Facebook. But I'd also like each of you to send me a check for $1,000. But no, what I want to explain, I had COVID. That's why I was off. And if this helps anybody, I'm going to walk you through. I did this the first hour. I'm going to walk you through what COVID was like for me. And then I'm going to introduce a couple of new topics, and then we'll call it a show. But basically what happened with me, and keep in mind, if you listen to this show for enough years, you know what happens to Tommy every September or October. Tommy gets a fall cold. What happens every spring? Tommy gets a fall cold. Actually, I've been pretty good about not getting colds lately. So anyway, on Wednesday, September 15th, and I was around my mother on her 80th birthday. And basically what I had was a very slight hack, like the kind of hack that I would get when cottonwood is out, the kind of hack that I would get when ragwood is about. No big deal, you know, a hack. And it wasn't even a constant hack. It was just an occasional one of those, right? Okay, so next night, next day, I have a little bit more of a hack. It's a little more persistent. It is still dry, but it's persistent. So Friday, I wake up, and I'm not feeling well. Now, I had been tested Monday and Tuesday on the movie set with the rapid test. And I'm not a big believer in those anymore for reasons I'll get into. But I tested negative for COVID, but out of a hyperabundance of caution for the people that I care about, including those with whom I work, I went and had COVID tests done. I went to two different places. I got two PCR tests done at two different places and a rapid test done at one of those places. The rapid test came back negative, all right? It came back negative. I woke up, I think I had a fever. I don't quite remember. Obviously, it's brain fog. I don't remember if I had a fever or not, but I was feeling less than my full self. And I came in to do the show because I wanted to do the show for all of the Cabrini extras. By the way, you're welcome. You're all getting paid next week. You're all getting paid next week. It wasn't me. No, it was other people, but I just wanted, because I got a ton of email from people. You're all getting paid by the end of next week. If you're not paid by the end of next week, start emailing me again, okay? But the situation should have been resolved. So anyway, Getting back to it. Okay, so Wednesday, slight hack. Thursday, a little bit more of a hack. And I started feeling a little bitchy, you know, a little PMS-y, frankly, on Thursday. So Friday I came in, I did the show, and I had had a, I think that was a Friday. Yeah, I had a COVID test done, and it was negative. And I sent the results to my bosses. They said, all right, well, you're negative for COVID. Just, you know, stay away from people, wipe everything down like you usually do, and that's fine. So a week goes by. And, well, was I at the radio? I was at the radio station one day that week because I had laryngitis. You heard it on the show I did on Wednesday, the last show I did before coming back. I sounded like crap. I was embarrassed for my performance. It was not good, and it wasn't good because I didn't really have a voice. And in radio, sound is a rather important element. But, you know, we had Peter McCullough on that day, I remember. And what I didn't know was that I had COVID when I was doing that show. Because the Friday, the 17th of September, I had the COVID test done. I hope I've got my dates right. I've got my COVID calendar at home. I tested negative, right? But I didn't see anybody Monday or Tuesday. I came to work Wednesday. I kept my distance from everybody. I wiped everything down. As I've told you, I was around nobody Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday, I checked my email. And I got a result from Baseline Health. And I thought it was my cat's DNA again, because the company is called BasePaws. So I thought it was my cat's DNA. I open it up. Your COVID results are in. So I open it up thinking, yeah, it's going to be negative. What the hell? Positive? And then I thought, this cannot be. So then I realized, wait a minute, there are other results, because I had another PCR test done. And I'll be darned, the second lab confirmed scientific replication that I had COVID. Now, what were the symptoms when I had the worst of COVID? Well, they started with the hack on Wednesday, a greater hack on Thursday. I kind of felt like crap on Friday, but I tested negative for COVID with the rapid test. Very important to point that out. I went home Friday, and I did not leave the couch until very late on Sunday, and that was only for an outside thing. I was masked, and everybody knew. I walked into an outside thing, and I said, look, I tested negative for COVID. I've got a chest cold. I'm going to wear a mask. Stay away from me. I just wanted to be here. There was nobody that was close to me. Nobody. So anyway, long story short, the worst symptoms were Friday night into Saturday. And I can best describe them. If you're wondering what COVID is like or what it was like for me, it was a mild to maybe moderate chest cold and a fever not much more than 101 at its absolute worst. I was contacted by the Erie County contact tracers. They actually commended me for my diligence in what I was doing. And anybody that I was personally near, and I think this is important, anybody I was personally near, they got a few phone calls from me over the past few weeks saying, hey, how do you feel? Are you okay? Nobody got sick that was around me. Nobody. And I think a big reason is most of the people I know have already had COVID, and some of them are vaccinated, so-called vaccinated. Now, for those who don't know, I did receive both of the Moderna jabs. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you the second Moderna shot made me sicker than COVID did. It made me much more ill. Now, it was shorter in duration, okay, than COVID, but the severity was, it was like, oh, I don't know. The important point is the second COVID shot made me sicker than actual COVID did. Having COVID was like having a mild chest cold, and there was some productive coughing, I think, on Saturday. It was viscousy, not of any particular color, nothing to be alarmed at whatsoever. And I felt significantly better on Sunday. But with me, and see, folks, COVID symptoms differ for everybody. The laryngitis was the big one, continues to be the big one for me. And the lingering fatigue is something that obviously, you know, I've got to address, but I'm not particularly concerned about it because, frankly, getting to hang out with you guys 4 hours a day gives me a reason to get out of bed, gives me a reason to get off the couch and do my thing. But I will honestly tell you that both the shingles shot and the second Moderna shot made me sicker than COVID did, with the exception of the continuing laryngitis, which I don't consider a sickness. It is a physical condition, which is a result of the inflammation of the various parts of the body. I peed a lot at night, not to give you too much information, but that was a big surprise to me about COVID. I wasn't expecting that, but it makes sense. If COVID attacks your organs, your kidneys are your organs, right? So naturally, they're going to be affected. And in my case, it resulted in an increased output of urine in the middle of the night. And fortunately, nothing accidental. But it's bowel relief, or depends. But anyway, that was the situation. So that's why I was out. So you guys want to compare notes. I would love to hear from those of you who were not vaccinated. Somebody suggested this on email, and it's a really good idea. You were not vaccinated and you still got COVID. You weren't vaccinated and you still got COVID. And again, I use the word vaccinated very, very cautiously because these shots technically are not vaccines. If they lower symptoms, but you still get the disease, technically they're not vaccines. They're shots. They're medicines, but they're not vaccines. Like, how many of you got polio after the polio vaccine? I didn't get polio after the polio vaccine. Did you? Do you know anybody who did? I mean, I'm sure out there, you know, billions of people, I'm sure somebody did, but nothing like the so-called breakthrough infections that we see with COVID. And by the way, this raises another point. How many breakthrough infections of fully vaccinated people like myself, how many breakthrough infections does it take before you say, you know, maybe it doesn't really work that well? And I will never know, and you will never know, whether I had mild symptoms of COVID because I had the shot or because my immune system is like British commandos in the Second World War. There we go. There he goes again. All right. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. Somebody wanted to know if I had it to do differently, would I do it differently? No, I would not. I did everything according to best practices, everything possible, according, including getting tested, which, you know, it's not exactly free. And one final thought for those who thought, well, Bowerly got COVID. I bet he changes his tunes on mandates. No, I have not. So like many of you, I'm a fully jabbed American. Like many of you, I'm also now a COVID survivor, and I am as adamant as ever against any government mandate of a COVID shot for you or healthcare workers or anybody. I believe firmly in your personal choice. That has not changed one iota. Here is, we're waiting. And here she is. Roxanne in Cheektowaga. Roxanne, you're on. Hello.
Hello. You wanted to hear from people who were unvaccinated, who got COVID, and I got COVID July 25th. My husband also got it. And I basically was just really worn out. I lost 20 pounds in a week and a half. I was urinating more, like you said. And then about a week into it, I was short of breath and went to the hospital, and I have blood clots in my lungs.
Oh, good heavens.
Was not so fortunate. And my husband passed away on September 2nd from COVID.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Were there other factors with your husband and yourself which made your cases particularly difficult and tragic?
I had a couple of comorbidities. I'd rather not say on the radio.
That's cool.
My husband really had none. He was probably not at his ideal weight, but that was about it.
Neither am I. It's obviously very interesting. So what is your take at being a COVID survivor now? Have you gotten the shot?
My hematologist has advised me not to get the vaccine until 3 months are over, the 90 days. To be quite honest, I have to get the shot. I don't have a choice or I won't have a job. But I feel like there's not enough study into how long the antibodies in your body, how long and how strong they are. They just threw out a number of 90 days, and I'm not so sure there's been enough study into that.
And obviously, Roxanne, I mean, you lost your man. I mean, you lost your husband. So, deepest sympathies and condolences to you. And you've seen the worst of what COVID can do. And here you are saying, well, look, I don't know that I want to put this into my body because is it going to mess up? You know, am I going to have a supercharged reaction because I've already got the antibodies?
Right.
I'm going through the same thing with the booster idea. But I obviously my situation was minor compared to yours.
Well, there was a study, I believe, by the Cleveland Clinic that is they're studying whether or not getting the vaccine after having COVID actually diminishes your natural antibodies against COVID.
Well, when we get Peter McCullough on next time or Dr. Jane Orient, I hope that you will call in and ask about that study. I hope you listen every day.
I do listen every day, and I will, and my husband listened every day too.
Oh, well, Roxanne, if I could, I'd give you a huge, huge hug. And you're going through a really, really, obviously a very, very tough time. And I know that there's a lot of people out there who are listening, who are hearing your voice, who've heard your story, who wish you nothing but the very best with your grieving process and getting everything back on track.
Well, thank you. Other than blood clots and now being on a blood thinner, I was in the hospital for a few days, and I was fortunate enough to, or unfortunate enough, to be with my husband in the intensive care unit because enough days passed, and people last year weren't that fortunate to be with their family members, so I'm grateful for that.
Well, it had obviously it meant a lot to him. Roxanne, thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
And I'm glad you're well.
Oh, yes, very well. My voice may not sound it, but hanging in there. Thank you, Roxanne. All right. Well, obviously, again, there's the other end of the continuum, both with our caller and her late husband.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Does this count for a hot toddy? I hope so. Do not knock the efficacy of the hot toddy. Whiskey, water, lemon, and honey. Heated up. I'm just saying. I just discovered them. They're very, very good. And I think good for you. Anyway, welcome. It is, wonder how they're going to feel tomorrow when I bring in a bottle of fine hooch and I put it in the microwave. Stink out the joint, something awful. All right, so welcome to the show. Hey, I have one more question that I want to throw out, which I probably will get into in greater detail tomorrow if I get any action on it. And it is this. With what's going on with the CWA and the Catholic hospitals. Would you, if you are in healthcare, which means roughly 80% of the people in Western New York, if you are in healthcare, would you recommend healthcare as a career to your kid? I mean, I'm hearing that like nurses, and I'm not saying you don't deserve it because you deserve whatever somebody's willing to pay you. I'm hearing some nurses are signing on for like $150 an hour to be home visit nurses. I heard that last night. I could have been hallucinating. That there's always a possibility of that, but that's some serious bread. But the responsibility and the stress of a career in healthcare, I can't imagine. And by the way, I'm not going to name names because I don't feel like dealing with lawyers any more than I already have to. Including my own daughter, but I mean, she's okay to deal with, you know, but I don't want to name names here, but I hear that residents at a local nursing home, there was nobody in the kitchen a few nights ago, so their dinner was roller dogs from a convenience store. Roller dogs from a convenience store. I got to think that most of those people in the nursing home are on heart-healthy diets, and a roller dog from a convenience store does not exactly meet muster on that. And I said muster, not mustard. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, I was going to do something on the Amish, too, but I'm kind of looking at the clock thinking, a little late to bring that up, boy. Let's go to Cheryl in Kenmore next up. Cheryl, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Glad you're feeling better.
Well, I'm hanging in there. Thank you.
Yes. I had COVID last December. I was sick for probably over 3 weeks, but I didn't have to go to the hospital. It was like one step away from it. I had a COVID shot back in April, and my doctor recently had me go for a serum test. They wanted to see how many antibodies I had. I practically have nothing, and that's not even 6 months.
Okay, well, see, this is interesting because there is somebody I know who works for a major local healthcare company, and she got the vaccine. She then went for an antigen test. She also showed no antigens. Why? I don't understand the chemistry.
I don't get it. I think they should be doing studies on people anyways. I think these shots are just ridiculous because I don't even think they're working.
Well, you were okay. Now, here's my thing. You were sick for 3 weeks. I mean, I was sick for a few days, and honestly, the past few weeks, I felt crappy. Big difference between crappy and sick. Agreed?
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking to myself, you didn't get the shot. You were down for 3 weeks.
Absolutely. Yes, right.
But you didn't get, I mean, I'm pretty sure I would have gotten the Delta variant. You probably got the Alpha variant.
Right.
So what are you trying to communicate to me?
Well, I just think I'm just leery on getting another shot if that happens. I mean, I had Moderna, so I didn't have Pfizer, but our whole family has been vaccinated, and my husband had Pfizer, my daughter had Moderna, and we all had COVID, but everybody had like less symptoms than what I had. They were well in a week, so they were fine. I'm just very curious as to what they think was going to happen with giving out a booster shot. I mean, I think if they give out a booster shot, I think people should be followed to see what are the antigens. If there are no antigens, it's a waste of time.
I don't know enough about the chemistry of antigens and the shots to have an intelligent answer for you, and I apologize.
Oh, no, no. I this is just what I've been thinking for a while, and when I went to my healthcare physician, they said the same thing. They said you should have some, you know, antibodies, and she says there is really nothing here. So,
wow, that's, you know what, that's really interesting. I mean, you had the vid, and now you had one of the shots, and you got no antibodies. I don't understand the blood chemistry mechanism that would make that a situation.
Well, I had both shots, so I had two shots, so I had the whole thing done. So, I mean, and then she said, well, you'll have to probably get a booster. Well, who knows if that's going to even show up anything. So I said, well, if I get the booster, can I have another test done? She goes, yes, we're going to do that to see what the test results are.
Well, that's, you know, that's one of my questions, too. As a fully vaccinated American, as you are, and a COVID survivor, as you are, what do we do when they start trying to pump the boosters into us? I mean, under what mental rubric would that fall?
Absolutely. I have no idea.
Not to be confused with a Rubik's Cube. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, Cheryl. Yeah, you guys have any thoughts? This is one of the questions, too, that I've been trying to get into, because I'm telling you, I'm wrestling with this. Now, I must tell you that every doctor with whom I've spoken has said the reason your symptoms were relatively mild and moderate is because you got the shot. Okay, now that being said, I now should have natural immunity to COVID, correct? So why would I need to get a booster shot? If I've had two shots and I've had COVID and I've survived it, in fact, my immune system kicked its ass. Not gonna lie. I mean, am I 100%? No. But compared to some of these stories, I did really well. Considering my comorbidities, I did very well. And people were concerned. My mom was very concerned. She didn't get concerned about too much, but I made sure that I called her, you know, at least once a minute and just to say, Mom. Let's go back to the calls. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, just for the record, when I am truly ill, this might shock you, I am the biggest pain in the butt in the world. Here is Sarah in Newfane. Sarah, hello.
Hi, welcome back, Tom. Glad you're better.
Well, thank you. Hanging in there. How does the voice sound, honestly?
I think you sound pretty much back to normal, from what I can tell. You got a little gravelly when I was listening a while ago, but I had to stop listening for a while. But now you sound fine to me, so.
Yeah, thank you. It sounds a lot better than I thought, much to the, I'm sure, incredible relief of Tim Wenger. He was not pleased the last show I did, believe me. I was not pleased the last show I did. Anyway, what's on your mind?
So I thought you might be interested to hear, you have been talking about, did the shot help you or didn't it help you? My husband and I are not vaccinated or have the shot, whatever you want to call it. And we had just about exactly the same symptoms that you have spoken of, although your laryngitis seems to be lasting quite a bit longer than his did. His was only a couple or 3 days. So,
well, see, that's the rule of my life. If something is going to go wrong with me, it's going to be the piece of my body that I use the most. And at this point in my life, it's my voice.
Well, I should note that he does have technically have a comorbidity, although it is a very well-managed one with diet and weight loss, so I'm sure you can deduce from that what it might be.
Oh, I think I know exactly what it is. Okay, so you didn't get – when did you get sick?
A couple months ago.
Do you believe that you had the Delta variant?
Don't know. I guess you can't tell, and all I can tell you is what, you know, that we've been – positive antibodies and everything else. So.
Oh, you got tested and you've got the positive antibodies.
We do.
Well, that's outstanding. But so, I mean, okay, Sarah, be honest with me. Is there a little bit of you that feels like I'm indestructible?
Well, I guess you could say I feel relieved. I'm glad it's over and done with. And yeah, I do feel a little more like, okay, I don't have to worry as much now.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else, and this is going to be controversial, I'm sure. I'm going to go on record. I'm going to tell you, I am glad that I got COVID. I'm actually glad I got it. I'm happy that I theoretically should have natural immunity in addition to the shot so-called immunity. I'm happy that I got it. I'm happy that really, all things being equal compared to some of the stories that we've heard today, I got off easy.
I would have to agree with you on that. I'm happy that we got it. I'm happy that, you know, it wasn't too bad. To tell you the truth, other than the last couple of years, of course, because we haven't been around people, I had the flu the last 5 years in a row before that, and I would take the COVID fever and aches any day over having the flu.
Seriously?
It was way worse for me. Now, I do tend to get a little bit sicker with things than most people. It's just kind of a thing that runs in my family, but still, I... give me COVID any day over the flu.
Wow, that's kind of a bold statement, but I guess so is saying that you're happy you got it. But
the fever and the aches and that. I mean, I had a way worse fever when I've had the flu.
How bad did your COVID fever get, just out of curiosity?
Like 101.
Yeah, same with me. And I don't mean to be a broken record, but my fever after the shingles shot the next day was in excess of 105. I did not even realize that was dangerous. I should have gone to the hospital.
Right. I've heard you mention that before. Yeah, that's incredible that you didn't end up in the hospital.
It's incredible. I still got brain cells working, but that, too, is a subject of great debate. Well, I'm glad that you called, Sarah. I'm glad that you guys survived. And as far as any shot in the future, yes, no?
For now, no. I mean, maybe years from now, after they get everything ironed out, we see that, you know, it's improved. I don't trust it right now. And, you know, of course, I've also been told by our doctor, don't get it right now because we would probably get quite sick from it, having, you know, being so close to having had COVID, so...
Yeah, indeed. I am grateful for your call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've got more calls coming up. And I don't know about you guys, but I have found this to be incredibly interesting. And it's, you know, it's as a talk show host, there's something to be said for experiential learning. And what I learned when I had COVID in many ways, I think, makes me... how do I say this? Better able to relate to a lot of the callers that we've had and better able to relate to the whole situation. So in that sense, too, I'm glad that I had COVID. Obviously, I'm glad it was a minor case. You know, look, I'm not going to be 100% for a while. Work already knows this. Don't expect miracles. Expect mediocrity. But after a few years, they're used to that, too. Actually, I did my doctor a solid. If you, because I kind of asked earlier about whether you'd recommend your kids go into a career in healthcare, the doctor's offices right now are absolutely socked. They are jammed. So my doctor's a cool guy, and I was supposed to go in a few days, but I called the office and said, look, you guys are swamped. Why don't we just push my appointment back a few weeks? I'll let you guys get caught up, and they were actually quite they're actually quite happy to hear somebody say that. So I did my good deed for the year. Let's go to, I do mean the year. Here's Bob in beautiful Akron, New York. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hello, sir.
A couple callers ago talking about the antigens.
Yeah.
Dr. McCullough mentioned it on your show many times. Unless you are currently fighting COVID or just shortly recovered, you will not have antigens in your blood. You will have them in your memory cells, your T cells, which will be there forever. I know somebody who works as a blood tech, and she says virtually all those tests come back negative. I mean, unless you are shortly recovered from COVID or actively fighting COVID, you are not going to have antibodies in your blood.
See, what I seem to remember is the statement that nobody knows how long the antibodies or antigens will be in your blood.
In your blood, yes. In your T cell, your memory cells, they're there for life. When the virus enters your body again, your T cell, your memory cells, trigger the antibodies and send antibodies into your blood.
So what you're saying, and I gotta double check here with Peter McCullough when I get a hold of him, which will be sooner rather than later. So what you're saying is, right now, I'd probably test positive for antigens, and anybody who's been sick in the past month would test positive, but in a month or two, there'd be not hide or hair of them.
Absolutely correct.
And I've heard so many different things about this. That's Bob, this is one of the most confusing things to me. It's one of the most frustrating, is the lack of absolute definite clarity. Because I hear what you're saying, and I remember Peter McCullough saying something along those lines. But then I've heard other people saying, well, wait, those, you know, they're detectable in your blood, not your T cells, but your blood, for a long time.
Here's why I think maybe it's confusing. Because they do wane in the blood, and it differs from people to people. I mean, one person could keep antibodies in their blood for months and even years, but for the most part, they'll wane rather quickly. But the part is, it's your memory cell. It's your T memory cells. That's stored in your bone marrow. David did quite a long segment about it, where there was a study out of, I believe, I forget the institution, but where they had 1,000 patients and they tested their bone marrow, and a year later they all had antibodies in their bone marrow. David did that show a couple months ago. So it's your bone marrow, it's your T cells, your memory cells, and it will not trigger until the virus tries to infect your body, so you won't have antibodies.
All right, I will take that under advisement, and I thank you very much for the call.
All right,
thank you. All right. Again, do I know the answer? No, I do not. But I'll turn to experts. And I just, you know, I don't know if you guys are as frustrated as I am. I wish the experts would agree on stuff, because it's one of the most frustrating things for those of us who are trying to cover it, who are trying to talk about it with some degree of intelligence, is whom do we believe? And I know whom I believe and whom I don't believe, but I don't wish to turn this political.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.